T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM is the parade celebrating the Chicago Sky's WNBA championship about to get underway any minute now. Let's get the latest live from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Well, Jim, we are outside Wintrust Arena. The 5 double-decker buses are loaded up. The players, the support staff, the families. Mayor Lightfoot is up there. I think Chance the Rapper's up there. Right. Let's talk to a couple of fans here. How are you feeling about this day?
I am feeling really good. This is a great day for Chicago and the women's sports in Chicago. I am so happy for Chicago Sky. They've been on the door. They've been knocking for a couple of years, and now they did it. Go Chicago Sky!
Thank you very much. And the buses are just about to head out here at Wintrust Arena. They'll be going north on Indiana. They'll be on Michigan Avenue and then arriving in Millennium Park, where we find our Rachel Pearson.
That's right, Mike. The music is playing. The stage is set at Pritzker Pavilion. We're less than an hour before the rally is set to begin, and there are already a few hundred fans here at Millennium Park. They're all here to celebrate the Chicago Sky.
It's fantastic. It's good for the girls, you know, playing basketball coming up. It's great. I played ball in high school. I've been watching it since I was a little kid. It's great.
Well, others in attendance told us they took off work to come to today's rally. Couldn't ask for better weather either. About a third of the seats at the pavilion are filled, but we expect those to quickly fill up once the parade makes its way through the loop. Live at Millennium Park, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A ransomware attack disrupted production at Chicago's Ferrera Candy manufacturing facilities earlier this month. Crane Chicago Business reports the candy detected a hack that encrypted some of its systems. Ali Marotti is a reporter with Crane Chicago Business. During a live interview last hour, she told WBBM.
Ferrara told me last year that Halloween represents less than 10% of its annual sales, so this may, you know, not be a huge disruption for them or a make or break situation. It seems like they're working through it, and I think it's just something that to keep an eye out for, noticing when you're shopping if that candy corner, some of the other Ferrara products are looking a little low on the shelves.
Ferrara says it's working with outside specialists to restore systems that were targeted, and all of its factories are coming back to full capacity on a rolling basis. The owner of a Chicago asphalt company is appealing a fine issued following neighborhood complaints.
Matt Asphalt on Pershing Road in McKinley Park is objecting to a $4,000 fine issued after an inspector reported the odor of rotten eggs and fine particulate blowing at him. The controversial asphalt plant was cited 8 times by Chicago inspectors for pollution violations last year. The Sun-Times reports Matt Asphalt has drawn hundreds of odor and nuisance complaints from nearby residents over the past 3 years. And Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth have asked the federal EPA to make sure residents were protected from pollution. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 23-year-old Elgin man is now charged with shooting a Chicago police officer in the face yesterday. Jovan McPherson is charged with felony counts, including attempted murder and aggravated battery. The officer was treated for his injury at a hospital and later released. The celebration to honor the WNBA champion Chicago Sky is underway. A parade that began a few minutes ago is making its way through the downtown streets ahead of a rally at Millennium Park that's slated to start in about a half hour. Let's begin our team coverage live with WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Well, Jim, the Chicago Sky are celebrating their first championship, and this is the first championship Chicago has seen since the Cubs World Series victory. And one of the fans who came down here to see the team load up at Wintrust Arena and get on their double-decker buses said, now it's the women's turn. It is very quiet here now. When we arrived about 10:15, there was just a smattering of fans here. By 11 o'clock, there were hundreds cheering, wearing their jerseys, waving, holding signs, and different from past celebrations with the Cubs and the White Sox and the Blackhawks. People were able to get pretty close to these buses here and actually talk to some of the players who were up there with the mayor and with Chance the Rapper and family members. Everybody just celebrating, having a great time. So they're on the move now, and they will wind up in a Millennium Park where we find our Rachel Pearson.
Well, Mike, there certainly is an energy in the air. I'm sure you're feeling it by the parade. It's true here at Pritzker Pavilion as well, where we're less than an hour from the rally. Hundreds of fans are here and say they are proud of the Chicago Sky, but it's especially true for Dawn Sturrell.
Number 14 in your program, number one in my heart. Allie Quigley is my stepdaughter, and her mother and her brothers and sister, they're all here. Our grandchildren are here. We have many, many friends here. It's just a celebration like we've never seen before, of course. And Allie and Courtney and the whole gang, they're just, they're over the moon. We're over the moon. We're still sort of feeling it from Sunday. You know, we all want to believe, and they did what we thought they could do.
And that's win a WNBA championship. Live at Millennium Park, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Aerospace School at the University of North Dakota has canceled all flight activities after a student pilot from Chicago was killed in a crash. The plane went down around 8:30 last night in a field near the community of Buxton. The university has identified the victim as 19-year-old John Hauser, a sophomore student majoring in commercial aviation. The aviation school is one of the largest programs of its kind in the country. The DeKalb County computer system is back up and running after falling victim to a ransomware attack.
We did not pay a ransom.
That's Brian Gregory, the DeKalb County administrator. Information on the county's 40 servers was in limbo for several days last week after hackers encrypted it and demanded money to make it available again. Gregory says that resulted in people having to go back to the old way of doing things by pen and paper.
Even things like booking at the county jail.
Gregory says the county's computer experts got around the ransomware by formatting the servers and computers and restoring information from backup servers that were not connected to the ones that were attacked.
It's really a testament to our, what we call our IMO, our information management office, the work that they do day in and day out to ensure we have good backups.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A lack of available workers has brought an end to a restaurant that's been a decades-long mainstay in the far northwest suburbs.
Schnitzel happens. You can read anything you want into that, but in this case, it was posted on the Facebook page of Fritzel's European Restaurant and Pub in Lake Zurich. The staple for traditional German food on Route 12 is no longer serving food after 36 years. Gaming area stays open until the end of the year, but the family-owned restaurant served its last meal October 10th. The owners tell the Daily Herald the main reason is they don't have enough help. There's too many holes to plug by themselves. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Making its way through the downtown streets right now, and the celebration culminates with a rally at Millennium Park. WBBM's Rachel Pearson joins us live with the latest.
Well, Jim, we're starting to see the remnants of the parade now make their way to Pritzker Pavilion here in Millennium Park. If you looked at the stage and the setup, maybe a third of the seats were filled, but now we're just seeing hundreds and hundreds of people walking, making their way in for this rally. A lot of yellow, a lot of blue gear, people here to support the Chicago Sky. Some fans have told us they took off work to come to today's event, and rightfully so. It doesn't happen very often. First time in the Chicago Sky franchise history for them to win a WNBA championship. Live at Millennium Park, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.